So happy.
、I'm very grateful that God gave me this opportunity to share the word of God with you.
我很感恩神给我这个机会跟你们分享神的话语。
不好意思，我不会讲中文。
Sorry, I can't speak Chinese.
所以我的很棒的老公陈牧师。
My wonderful husband, Pastor Chen. Wonderful or perfect, right?
他是我的翻译人今天。
He will be my translator today.
So please bear with me.
跟我忍耐一下。
但他的中文比我很棒。
His Chinese is better than mine.
但是他的中文比你们
His Chinese is a little bit less than your.
请多多指教。
Please understand.
Before we start listening the word of God,
来听神的话的时候
can we close our eyes?
我们来闭一下眼睛。
安静一下你们的心。
Let's be still our hearts.
And 知道我们的神是真的我们的神。
Our God is our God.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Yes, Heavenly Father.
谢谢天父。
You are really our Father.
你真的是我们的父。
And you are really our good God.
你是我们的好的神。
Heavenly Father, we lift up this time to you.
我们把以下时间交在你手中。
Help us to listen to your word.
让我们聆听你的话。
And transform our hearts.
来改变我们的心。
And our lives.
And 我们的生命。
So that we all.Fit for your heavenly purpose.
可以使用我们在你的天国的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Since we already read the Bible,
因为我们已经读完了这个经文，我们可以跳过。
There is an old saying.
有一个古语。
A man who was just rescued from drowning is angrily asking, "Where is my bag? You didn't rescue my bag?"
刚刚这被淹水里面被救出来的人，他很生气的说，怎么你没有把我的背包救出来吗？
So this tells what was happening before. He was drowning, right? He was dying in the water.So he said, 救救我救救我 right? So the person who saved him and said now he's looking at what he does not have. Say, where's my bag?
救他的人被救了以后他只是没有看到他所做的行为而只是在寻找他失去的这个袋子在哪里。
This tells humans' condition.
这个形容人性。
They quickly forget things thatWhat they were going through, and they are only focusing on that environment, what they don't have.
他们一直忘记刚刚所经过的这个状况，而只是注重他们所没有的。
So through today's passage, we will see the Israelites' ungratefulness. That ungratefulness caused them not to depend on God, not to look to God, but more.Complaining and always focusing on their environment circumstances.
今天也要看一下以色列怎么样的不感恩，而且只会注重他们的这个状况。
But yet God is still so gracious. God continued to give them opportunity to experience His grace.
神还是很施恩给他们，想要饶恕他们。
Do you know what's the background of this bronze snake?
你知道这个铜蛇的故事的背景？
Actually, today's story happened during the Israelites' journey in the wilderness.
这个故事是发生在以色列他们的旷野的这个路程。
They needed to go to Promised Land, right?
他们需要进入应许地。
As they were heading toward the Promised Land, they needed to go walk across the land of Edom.
要进入应许地需要经过这个旷野，然后以东。
Okay, I'll show you. This is right now. They are around this area. Okay.
这个地区。
And then they are going to. They wanted to just walk across this land of Edom to going to Promised Land.
他们想要进入，直接跨入到应许地。
But the Edomite came out said, "No, you guys cannot walk across."
拒绝他们进入。
So what happened?
然后呢?
They have to make this long route.
所以才需要改行，走更长一个距离。
The Edomites' land, okay?
要绕为以东。
They cannot cut across.
他们不能却经过。
So look how shortcut this could be, but now they have to make a round.
本来是很一个短的距离，现在要绕线。
But as you see.Can you see this dark brown area?
你看到这个深
That means it is stiff mountain area.
那是一个非常高山的地区
So we call this is a route of Araba.、Okay?
这个路程叫做亚拉巴
That Araba route requires stiff, very hard to walk those mountain walls. Okay.
很硬的这个山区
And then further south, this part is very loose.Sandy soil.
更南边的时候，这些你会看到很散沙的这个土。
There is a like very small density, packed, like thick density sand is easy to walk on because it's
很有密度性的这个沙比较容易可以踏步嘛，就走。
But loose sandy soil means
散沙的土
really your feet are sinking.
你的脚就好像沉进去每一步。
You know, have you ever experienced that?You never can walk like this.
没有办法行走。
And this area sometimes has
而且这个地区
bad sandstorm.
也有暴风沙。
So now imagine.
所以你想想看。
All Israelites.
整个以色列人。
Having a travel bags, right?
都有他们的背包。
Here and carrying all the children.
带着孩子。
They just barely making this steep wall area walk up.
经过这个陡峭山
are sinking in the loose soil.
脚又踏入这个散沙中里面
And make the matters worse.
更糟糕
The sandstorm blows at your face. You cannot open your eyes.
不能开眼睛
They just throw their bags.
把那个行李
That's it. That's it.No more.
不要，算了。
I cannot do this journey anymore.
我不能走这个旅程。
This is so terrible.
太可恶。
Let me die.
让我死吧。
This was their background.
这就是他们的背景。
They are going through this terrible, horrible journey.
要走过这样子的这个可怕的这个路程。
That's why they could not hold their.Anger,
所以他们没有办法节制他们的这个怒气
complaining spirit,
他们这个怨恨的这个心情就
bitterness came
泼在
toward God,
他们的怨恨向神和摩西发言
you,
就是你
brought us out here.
是你把我们带出来的
so they complain in three areas.
所以他们在三个地方一直在抱怨
okay, I'm sorry, I'm not very good atPowerpoints, okay?
我对 PPT 不太
Yeah, so these are the ones I already explained.
刚刚已经讲过
So they spoke against God and Moses in three areas. First was what?
第一个
You brought.
重点
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
第一个是问神为什么你把我们从You know, 埃及出来让我们死在旷野。
They thought living in Egypt was much better.
他们认为在埃及住那里比较好。
But Isn't this sound very familiar? They already said this.
这不是很熟的一个曲词吗？以前就好像有曾经怨过这样子。
They already said this in earlier part of their journey in chapter 14.
在之前的旅程，在第十四章有提过。
So a little bit later, I'll review with you what was happening in chapter 14.
等一下会再复习刚刚在十四章里面所发生。
This phrase contains strong disbelief of God.
在这里面，这一句子就是一个表达不信任神。
And also rejection of God's beautiful plan.
而且拒绝神给他们一个美好的一个计划。
They forgot actually two things.
他们忘记了两件事。
The first thing they forgot was how much they cry out to God when they were slaves in Egypt.
他们忘记他们当时是奴仆的时候是多么的向神哀哭。
Out of their suffering, they cry and cry out to God for their freedom and rescue.
他们苦难的时候一直哀求神要得到自由释放。
So, Book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 7 through 9, we can see. Can we read together?
从出埃及三章里面七到九，我们可以一起读那里那时候。
请。我的百姓。You can tell how much they were suffering in Egypt and how much they cry out to God.
你可以感受他们在埃及的困苦吗？那时候需要神的拯救。
God freed them with His mighty hands by what? That amazing 10 plagues, right?
神用什么大能来拯救他们？是那个十灾吗？
These people are the ones, all eyewitness.Miraculous, powerful, Almighty God's hand.
他们有这些群人都见证到神的这个大奇迹的人哦。
And they all forgot about that.
但也是就忘记了这一件。
Because of their hardship.
因为他们的困难。
They only remember their suffering at that moment.
只现在注重现况的苦受。
And they really distorted God's intention and make God really bad God and say.Why did you bring us out here to die? Make us to die here.
他们扭曲神的这个旨意，美好的计划，一直在疑问开始神的这个目的，为什么带我们出来，让我们死在这里？
Okay, so first one they forgot, right? The slavery of.
所以他们第一个忘记那时候他们在奴仆时代。
Second one.
第二点。
They forgot.
他们忘记。
Why they are suffering right now?
为什么在现况受苦
？Do you know?
你知道吗
？God's original plan，
原本神的原本计划
，to go to promised land，
进入应许地
，was very short duration，
是一个很短暂时间。
So they were at Mount Sinai, right？
从西奈山
，being ready to going into promised land，
准备进入应许地。
So God's original plan was this route，
所以神的路线原本路线是这样子直走
，very。Easy route, God gave them.
很容易的一条路线。
Why it was easy route?
为什么容易
？Their getting into promised land was more plain area.
都是一个平地平面区。
But why they could not go in?
为什么没有办法走这一条路
？When they were here,
在这地方
，they sent 12 spies.
他们送了十二个探子。
That time, 12 spies went to this route.
十二个探子就进入了那应许地去探险。
Going in 20 days.
二十天进去。
Look around and coming out
看一下，然后出来。二十天。
So 40 days later, they came.
四十天之后回来。
And 10 spies. What did they say?
十个探子说了什么回报
？They're giants.
那都是巨人在那里。
We are like a grasshopper.
我们都是像蚱蜢。
No way we can fight the battle with them. We will die.
不可能跟他们征战，我们会死定。
Only Caleb and Joshua said no.
只有加勒跟那个约书亚说。
They are 我们的饭 ，right? We can just 吃。
They are our rice. We can just eat them up.
No problem. we can just win this battle.
没有问题，我们可以打胜。
People Israel here only listen to ten spies.
但是以色列人听谁？听了十个探子的话。
They all cry and cry and cry.
一直在哭。
All night they trembled with fear.
整个晚上在惧怕。
We're gonna die.
我们会死。
We're gonna die.
我们会死，死定。
We're not gonna go into promised land.
不可能进入应许地。
We rather want to go back to Egypt.
我们宁愿回埃及。
Or let us die in the wilderness.
或者你就让我们死在这个旷野，好吧？
They lost this easy, very nice route.
他们失去了这个非常容易的这个路线进去。
Getting into the promised land.
这个进入应许地。
So God answered their prayers.
神就回应了他们的这个祈求。
According to their wishes.
任他们的愿。
They wished to die in the wilderness.
他们想要死在旷野吗？
They did not want to go into the promised land.
不想进入应许地。
So first generation had to die.
所以第一代必死亡。
So that only few 10 days distance took 40 years.
所以简单的十几多天，变成拉成40年。
This hard route.
会要改行，要走更困难的一个路行。
Why this route is harder?
为什么更难？
They have to go cross the Jordan River.
还要过约旦河。
And their first city they have to face.
第一个城市要攻打。
Jericho.
耶利哥城。
The strongest city.
算是最坚强。在迦南地里面的城市面临的
Israelites were the ones lost their blessing.
其实以色列失去那个祝福
their unbelief.
因为他们的不信
And then now they are complaining.
而现在他们在抱怨
That was their consequences.
那是因为他们的选择的一个后果。
So it was all because of their disbelief of God's plan and disobedience of God's way.
因为他们不信任神的这个计划，神的道，他们就不顺服的这个后果。
And the second complaint.
第二个这个抱怨是
was no water and no food.
就是没有粮，没有水。
This has been their common complaint throughout the wilderness life.
这是他们一个常见的这个抱怨，在他们的旷野生活。
Whenever they experienced the hardship, then this was in their repertoire.
Yeah, 一直碰临到苦难的时候，这个就是他们的这个惯常的这个步骤。
Always complaining about food.
抱怨他们的食物。
Look, think about this. Since their exodus for 40 years.
记得他们这个整个出埃及四十多年的这个路程。
They did not farm.
他们也没有种耕农田。
Without working.
也不没有工作。
The entire Israelites.
整个以色列族。
Ate and drank for 40 years.
他们能够吃能够喝四十多年哦。
Do you know how many people were there at the time?
你知道有多少人在那时代？
This is Book of Numbers, right?
Right, 这是民数记里面。
They counted.
他们有数。
So the number of men who could go out for battle age 20 up, that number was
能够战争的20岁以上的男士数字是
603,550
个。
So it meant many scholars agree with the number saying if you count elderly people, women and children all together, it could be more than 2 million people.
学者有推论，假如你加着长年人这个妻子和孩子一起算进，就差不多200万多人哦，在这里。
Imagine.
所以想想看
，more than 2 million people ate and drank without farming.For 40 years.
想想看，200多万的人可以吃喝40年，不需要农田耕种。
Only God can do such miracles.
只有神才可以支持这样子的一个奇迹。
Every day, God was faithfully providing them daily food.
每一天，他都信实的提供他们的食粮。
Actually, only 2 times they had a little bit of hard time to find water.
只有在这40当中，有2次他们比较困难找到水。
But eventually.God produced water from rock.
但是那时候神也是从石头里面引出水。
So The majority people, did they die for thirst or hunger?
大部分的人有因着饿或是口渴而死亡吗？
No, not at all.
都没有。
No one died for starvation or dehydration during the wilderness.
没有人饥饿或是脱水而死亡在这个旷野路程。
Rather, the Israelites experienced death.
他们的死亡是因着
because of their disobedience.
是因着他们的不顺从而导致。
When they did not obey to God,
没有顺从神的时候才经历这样子。
Then why do you think complaining about lack of food and water was always their main issue among Israelites?
为什么他们一直喜欢这个抱怨这个没有食物跟水在旷野？
They thought they had abundant food while they were in Egypt.
他们都能够回想当时在埃及有的丰富的这个食物。
But they forgot they were slaves that time.
他们都忘记那时候他们是奴仆的身份哦。
All those abundant food that they ate was because they worked.
那时候有丰富的食物是因为他们必要工作。
And also all that abundance were not theirs. It was their masters.
也不是他们的，是他们的主人的。
They all forgot and they only say, "Remember, we had garlic."
他们都那时候忘记，只想到我们那时候当时有蒜头。有肉
All those seasonings.
啊，那种调味料。
I want to go back.
我想要回去。
That was their level.
那是他们的程度。
They only remember their flesh desire.
他们只记得他们的肉体的私欲。
Mentally, spiritually, how much they suffered.
他们理智跟他们心灵怎么样的受苦。
In fact, they never lacked.In the provision of manna from God all the time, but they worried all the time about food.
你看他们都没有失去神的这个玛纳的这个提供，神都有帮给他们，但是他们一直还是担忧这一项食物的东西。
So many times we found ourselves in this kind of situation, like the Israelites here.
我们也类似像以色列所经验在这里。
We worry ahead of time.Even though the real worrisome problem has not happened yet,
我们开始会担心一个还没有发生的一件事件。
We focus our eyes on the circumstances.
我们就会开始专注我们的状况。
Our troubles.
我们的问题。
Our difficult situation.
我们的困难。
Then we blame God.
我们就开始可以责怪神。
Or try to look for someone to blame.
或是找别人来怪。
We do not need to go ahead of God.And worry first.
我们不需要跑到神的前面去担心。
All we need to do is just following God.
我们只需要跟随着这位神。
Which means we stand behind God.
就要站在神的背后。
And fix our eyes on Him.
盯住眼在他身上。
That all the matters of the circumstances would not be such a big deal.
这样子的状况其实不会这么大的一个事题。
When I came to Taiwan,
我来台湾的时候
I experienced half deaf, half blind.
我经历到半盲眼半
耳 I can see things,
耳聋
but because I cannot
我可以看得见东西可是念不懂
I could not go.
我不能去什么地方
So I was like, this is blind.
这个感觉就是盲眼
Okay, and also I can hear the sound.
我可以听到声音哦
butI cannot understand.
可是我听不懂语言。
This is partial deaf.
这个就是一部分的这个耳聋。
So when my son said,
我儿子
let's go buy 便当 okay, lunch.
我儿子说，妈，我们去买便当好吗？
怕。
我很怕。
不好意思 ，wait until daddy come home.
等，不好意思，等爸爸回来，我们。
哒哒哒哒 ，When Daddy come home，
爸爸回来的时候就
去买便当。
我们去 ，Let's go buy our lunchbox。
Stand behind my husband。
站在先生的后面。
后面。
因为他刚刚站在旁边，所以我不知道他是。哦，对不起，这边有个椅子，所以挡了。哦、yeah. oh, ，OK，Yeah，Yeah、okay,。Yeah.
It gives me such a joy and secure feeling.
给我一个很喜乐又有安全感。
我不要怕。
我不用怕。I don't have to be afraid.
I don't have to be afraid. I just walk behind my husband.
只要跟着他的后面。
As if I know everything.
好像我什么都知道了。
But when you stand behind God,
当你也是站在神的背后的时候。
Following him,
跟着他走
will give you such joy,
会给你很大的喜乐
that secure feeling.
就是那一个安全感
But if in your heart there is fear and worry,
假如心中有惧怕和忧虑
that means you are not fully trusting God's
你没有信任神的信实
So, whenever you feel really tired and worrisome about a certain issue.
当你担忧一件事
I want you to imagine yourself.
我要你想象你自己
Little child.
就像一个小孩
You know, piggybacked by dad or mom.
被爸爸这样子背、okay? 后背
And then leaning on that back.
可以靠着这个背
And you can't even fall asleep.
你也可以睡在他的肩膀
Why you trust?
当你信任这位神
you trust your God is leading you,
信任他这位神在引领你
and he takes care of
而且他能够照顾你
So please today I want you to pray
我希望你们今天能够祷告
and ask God
问求问神
Is there anything that I am ahead of you, God?
有没有什么事件我跑过你的前面
Is there anything that I did not ask you to guide me.
我忘记祈求你指引我的
But I am leading.
而我自己变成主导者
I want you to pray.
我要你们祷告
and ask God.
求问神
God, I want to follow you.
我要神啊，我要顺服你
Standing right behind you.
就在站在你的后面
and lean on your back.
来依靠你
I do not want to do things on my own.
我不要照着我自己的
According to my own ideas and
我自己的思想或计划去行
Guide me, Lord. Help me that I slow down and be still in my prayers to listen to you.
指引我神，让我能够慢下来，能够在祷告的安静中等候。
If you pray this way,
你这样子的祷告的话
I encourage you to live accordingly your daily life.
就可以开始住你日常生活。
And the third complaint was,
第三个这个抱怨是
they call manna disgusting worthless food.
他们可以称这一个玛纳当作什么厌恶恶心的食物。
Yeah. Manna was their lifeline at the time.
玛纳是他们的这个生物。
Because it was from God.
是来自神。
It was heavenly food.
是天上赐的。
Because they were not produced.From working from the garden.
因为不是他们从任何的耕田而产生的。
It was solely from heaven.
真的是从天上赐下来。
Such precious food, they described miserable and disgusting worthless food.
他们把这样子的珍贵的一个食物形容为讨厌、恶心或是无价值的食物。
How dare they were.
他们怎么有这样子的胆量
Again, I want to emphasize that.
我要再一次强调。
They're eating that manna could have been less than 2 years.
可以，其实可以两年之内。
If they believe in God's promise and went to the promised land to listen to these two spies, Caleb and Joshua sharing, they could have not eaten this manna for 40 years.
假如他们那时候听了那个两个探子的建议，他们其实吃玛纳的时间会缩短，不需要吃到40多年，其实两年多最多。
Their heart, the Israelites' heart,
他们的心
filled with bitterness,
一直有怨恨
and full of poisons,
有中毒
That's why they pour out that poisonous words, despising God,
一直把这种毒话用在舌头上面一直播出来
So God really dislikes complaints, especially.When we complain things that related to He provided,
神真的不喜欢我们开始抱怨他提供给我们的东西。
Because when you complain, God's way that shows that you know better ways and God's ways were not good enough for you.
抱怨神的方式的时候，你会认为神的方法不够足，你的方式会比他的好。
Or you, your way of complaining can be a kind of message to people saying, there must be a better ways, but God is not showing me the better ways. That's why I'm suffering.
或者你也可以另外一个说法，就是说神可能有其他的方更好的方式，只是他没有让我看到。
If we know better,
假如我们认为我们知道更好的一件。
God knows the best.
但是你也知道神是更极端的，更认识最好的。
So God looked at grumbling peoples, that grumbling spirit as an act of
神看到这个抱怨就是看不起他。
As you are complaining and grumbling toward God, that make God as bad God.
你开始这样子抱怨的时候，就把他真的变成一个负面的这种形容。
That's like when our son Joshua complains about our instruction or things that we ask him to do. He's like, why should I do this?
当我们儿子也是，假如他开始发怨言，关于我们要他做的事情，
then we look at each other.
我们会看彼此相看。
And someday he will know.
有一天他会知道，我们会彼此讲。
He will be thankful that we ask him to do those things.
他希望他以后会感恩我们所叫他去做的一件事。
But that moment,
但那时候
he make our hearts really ache.
他把我们的心非常的酸痛。
And make us look really bad parents.
把我们看起来好像不好的家长。
So when we complain,
当我们抱怨的时候
we make statement to people.
我们也是在宣告
God is bad.
神不够好。
So your non-Christian family members,
当你的非基督徒的这个家人或者亲戚、
neighbor people,
邻居
will not desire to believe in God.
他们也没有想要欲望想要信这位神。
So please, please remember.
要请记住。
You're complaining.
你的抱怨的那个
cannot give God glory.
不能给神一个荣耀的一面。
And when you complain, we make God very small.
当你抱怨的时候，也是把神开始变小。
So if you focus on your problem,
你一直专注你的问题，
you give more power to your problem.
你给你的问题更大的一个掌权。
So、you maximize your problem.
你把那个扩展你的问题更大。
And therefore you minimize.
然后开始缩小
God's power.
神他的能力。
So where's your eyes are?
而且，所以你的眼睛定目在哪？
Are you, your eyes on your problem?
是看中你的状况问题吗
？On God's mighty hand.
还是神的他的大能
？I know it is not easy.
我知道不容易。
In fact, very hard to be thankful in the midst of sufferings.
要很难在我知道在感在困难中能够形容感恩。
So the because Israelites' eyes were only on the miserable reality. They poured out venomous remarks.
所以他们一直在这个状况，所以看待他们才会一直吐出这种毒恶的这种词言。
So、their tongue was poisonous.
所以他们的舌头真的是毒。
So I'm sorry right now. My husband just showed me the clock. Watch your time. So I better skip several paragraphs.
我的老公提醒我时间，所以我要跳过。
So God was matching their punishment according to their sin. Okay.
给他们的这个罪恶有一种配。
So what they pour out poisonous remarks, right?
他们给这种毒言。
So what happened? The poisonous snake came out.
所以这个毒蛇出来
and bite them.
就咬了他们。
So they were all in great suffering.
他们就很大的困难。
So in their pain of snake bites,
在他们的这个
the people
咬痛中，人记得。
Yeah, page six.
It's okay.
So they repent and they ask.Moses to pray for them.
他们就悔改，就祈求摩西帮他们祷告。
So our merciful God again gave another chance to rescue them.
所以怜悯的神再一次给他们一个机会，再要拯救他们。
So that is the way God's provision of salvation through bronze snake.
所以神的拯救方式是透过这一个铜蛇。
So this is amazing way of salvation.
这是一个很奇妙的这个拯救的方式。
Why? It is because normally human would think when we get a bug bite or those snake bites,
被虫咬或是蛇咬的时候
we want a special ointment or medicine on it.
我们希望能够寻求什么药膏啊，或是擦药。
But it was not any medicine putting on your that bite.
也不是在他们的伤口擦什么药膏。
Or it was not even what touching a holy object.
也不是去摸帐幕里面的什么圣物等等。
Or it's not even Moses and Aaron's coming out and do some special rituals.
也没有叫摩西跟这个至熙做一些特别的礼仪式。
It was just looking to the bronze snake.
只要求简单的看这个铜蛇。
Then you will be healed.
你就可以被医治而生活。
So this method is totally unthinkable and unimaginable.
所以这方法非常想不到、无能想象的一种人类所 you know, 启发的一种解决。
Yeah, if human made up, we could have give different kinds of methods.
人类可能要起出一个这个解决的方式一定会不一样。
But it was purely from God.
真的是来自神。
That's why it requires
所以需要
look of faith.
需要一个仰望的一个信心。
Because it involves faith.
真的需要信仰
trusting God's word.
信任神的话。
Unless you trust God's promise and word,
除非你信神的话，没有人会能够低头看。
So this involves what also believing a promise of God.
这个也需要神他那时候的给他们的应许，关于
obedience to His word，
能够来顺服他这个给他们的话语。
These are the key to deliverance.
这就是一个拯救的重点。
So now, can you see God is matching earlier that God was matching their sin, right, with the punishment, and then also God matches the salvation methods with the punishment. The punishment was fiery snake, right? So now, salvation methods was providing the bronze snake.
神，你看到这个相配，他们的罪恶的毒，他送一个毒的火蛇来咬着他们，但是就是相配的这个惩罚，但是他的拯救方式也有一种相配，对不对？他也是透过一个铜蛇来医治他们被火蛇咬到。
So as they are looking to the bronze snake, it will remind them of the seriousness of their sin.
所以看到那个铜蛇就会提醒他们那时候他们的罪恶的重量。
And repent.
要需要做一个悔改行动。
So through that they experience the power of healing.
透过那行动可以得着这个医治。
So do you remember Jesus compared himself with the bronze snake?
你们假如还记得耶稣也有提醒他自己形容以铜蛇。
Can you read the 13, 14 and 15?
在约翰福音3:14-15那时候他有讲过，他说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
So Jesus did not mean he was the bronze snake.
神也不耶稣没有说他是铜蛇。
Jesus meant that the purpose of Jesus uplifting was the same purpose of uplifting of the bronze snake.
耶稣形容他自己被高举，也是同样的那个铜蛇当时被高举的这个本分。
So whoever look up to Jesus,
任何人去看耶稣
will experience the salvation.
就可以享受这个恩典。
But whoever tries to do good work or try to find on their own methods, they will not be saved. They will perish.
任何人用他们自己的方式解决，他们没有办法拯救，而会被灭亡。
So just like that, Israel, what? Looking at the bronze snake, I'll be healed? No, I'm gonna look for my own methods.
以色列在想什么？看铜蛇就可以被医治，算了吧，我自己找方式，我找一个药膏还是
Or I'm going to go to find some holy water.
我要去找一些圣水来像冲一下身体。
There's no way.
可是没有这个方式。
Only God's way.
只有神的方式法
can save us.
可以拯救我们。
So in closing, looking at the bronze snake on a pole.
所以结束看一下这个铜蛇在这个木
would not be too hard for those who believe in God's promise.
对那些相信神的应许的人，不是一个很不容易， you know, 很困难的一件事。
But it would be really hard for those who do not trust God's way, but their heart is filled with complaints and grumbling.
但对那些不信神的话语的应许，或者是一直在抱怨的人，看这个同时是一个很困难去做的一件事。
Are you complaining about God's provision?
你有在抱怨神给你的这些提供供应？
Have you found yourself recently complaining about something or somebody?
你有没有最近在为一件事或是某某某某人在做一个怨言？
Are you a joy bringer to the faith community or are you a divider?
你是带来这个信仰群体是一个带来喜乐的，还是你在带来纷争的？
Are you selfishly only looking at yourself and not looking at God?
你是不是只专注你自己，没有专注在神他身上？
Are you regarding yourself better than somebody?
有没有看待自己比他人还更好？
Are you looking up to Jesus at every moment or trusting more of your own ways?
有没有时时刻刻盯住耶稣，还是只信任你自己的能力？
If you trust more of your own ways,
你信靠自己的方法的时候，
it will be very hard for you to 仰望耶稣。
It's very hard for you to look to Jesus.
So I strongly encourage you to trust and obey to the word of God.
我鼓励大家能够顺从神的话语。
And be thankful for everything, regardless of what you are going through.
对一切事，不管怎么样，都要能够有一种感恩的心。
And also be harmonious with God's people, because we are the body of Christ.
跟神人都要一个和睦的一个心，因为我们都是基督的群体肢体。
Then you will experience true peace and joy with God.
才可以享受跟神一个真实的平安。
When you are with other people in peace and joy.
当你跟他人也是同样享受这样子的和睦和谐。
So try to keep the time on time.I want you to remember.
想要保守时间。
二十四小时，仰望耶稣。
Yeah, that's right.
So, let's close our eyes.
我们来。
And try to really, really depend on our Jesus.
我们来依靠我们神。They still have offering. They still have offering.
Heavenly Father.
亲爱天父。
We are very thankful and grateful for you.
我们很感恩。
Because of your cross,
你的十字架。
We experience true healing and true reconciliation.
得到真的医治和和谐。
Heavenly Father, bring into our school that your power in your blood.
带进我们的学院，你的这个宝血的这个大能力。
Help us to love one another.
帮助我们彼此的相爱。
Help us to be grateful for each other.
也能够对彼此的感恩。
So through that we reflect true faith community's joy and the true picture toward this society.
可以反映真的信仰的群体给这个社会。
Heavenly Father, you are our healer.
你是我们的医治者。
We commit our whole school'sall the events and our every class and every teachers and every student.
我们把学院的每一件事、课堂、学生们都交在你手中。
And all the staff, we commit them to your hands.
同工也放在你手中。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名能够受到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢你们。